For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. Here's a piece of trivia. What's green, wet, 7 feet tall, with 3 fingers, red eyes, and scales? If you guessed the infamous Lizard Man of Lee County, you're right on the money. That's exactly how 17-year-old Christopher Davis described the creature he said attacked his car while he changed a flat tire one night near Skateboard Swamp in 1988. Many sightings of the Lizard Man followed, often involving the destruction of vehicles. And whether or not the Lizard Man was real, tales of the creature left a permanent mark on the small agricultural town of Bishopville.
No matter who you are, I mean, it's part of the local folklore now. It might not be the way Bishopville chose to get on the map. They probably would have rather had someone living here that got a Nobel Peace Prize, but Bishopville, home of the Lizard Man, you know, what's wrong with that?
That's Robert Howell, a Bishopville artist known for his illustrations of Lizard Man, which have been sported on a great many t-shirts over the years. Howell's designs are so famous that they made it into the official Lizard Man historical exhibit at the South Carolina Cotton Museum in town. That's where I spoke to Howell last weekend, during the first ever Lizard Man Festival and Comic-Con. Howell was just one of dozens of vendors and speakers, ranging from local artisans to high-profile cryptozoologists and ghost hunters. The event comes at a time when Bishopville is pushing to build its tourism industry to give its economy a needed boost after several difficult years for farmers. And festival planner John Stamey certainly has tourism on his mind.
My model for this is the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. According to the Chamber of Commerce in Point Pleasant, they say that the Mothman Festival is the largest economic driver between Pittsburgh and Charleston, West Virginia. So I hope Lizardman Festival can do that and bring a lot of economic activity not only to Bishopville, but the whole area.
For Stamey, Lizardman isn't just a staple of Lee County culture. He believes that Christopher Davis really saw something out of the ordinary that night in 1988.
To be honest with you, there's something in Skateboard Swamp. We will one day find out what is causing all this if we keep looking.
He's not alone in this. Of the many people I spoke to at the festival, not everyone was sure of the Lizard Man's existence, but no one was willing to totally discount it either.
Just because we have not caught something, shot it, bagged it, tagged it, and dissected it, and slapped it in a biology book, doesn't mean it's not out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I reserve judgment.
I don't know. Sometimes I start thinking that, you know, there really might be a Lizard Man.
Leading Lizard Man documentarian Lyle Blackburn took a slightly different approach.
You know, as far as this case goes, I think it was very much concentrated in a certain time period, and then whatever it was or whomever it was or however you want to explain it, moved on or disappeared.
If one were going to see the Lizard Man, it would probably be at Skateboard Swamp. Blackburn led a group there during the festival.
This obviously is a significant place because,
as Blackburn predicted, we didn't catch a glimpse of the Lizard Man, but the dedicated fans who came on the swamp tour just seemed excited to be there. For instance, Joseph Laycock, who traveled all the way from Austin, Texas, where he's a professor of religious studies at Texas State University. Laycock is a big fan of cryptid festivals like this one, and he thinks myths like the Lizard Man don't get enough credit.
These things are really important to a lot of ordinary Americans, and I think they deserve more attention and less scorn and less ridicule.
The town of Bishopville would certainly agree, and it wants people to come and see for themselves. With one caveat, it can't promise Lizard Man won't give your car a few scratches.
Just buy car insurance first, because the cars tend to get ripped up around here.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.